What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight. Man, I got another hot show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very talented and soulful R&B group who's created hit records in the early 90s, such as Knockin' Boots, It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate, and Part-Time Lover. Please welcome platinum recording artist Shazam and G.I. of H-Town. What's happening, you guys?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. Now I'm talking to you guys, man.
Yeah, we in the house, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, dude. First off, man, I just want to take my hat off to you guys as, to me, man, being the R&B pioneers of the 90s, really bringing in a trend new sound of that soulful R&B flavor. You know, but to me, man, you had a lot of soulful R&B edge to it, but still having a heavy bottom end, you know, giving that street a feel, man, so you can still bump it in your car with the beat. So it was just a great combination you guys use, man.
Right. Well, you know, we can't do that without this. We got to have the beats, you know, so we can't deliver a song without the beats. We got to do something for the fellas, you know. We sing for the ladies, we do the beats for the fellas.
No doubt. Man, you know, either one of you, Shazam or G.I., man, if you guys could give me a little bit of background of how you formed the group, when you started in the business, and where you're at now.
All right, go ahead,
yeah. Well, actually, we grew up on the same projects and went to the same school. And, you know, me and Dino, we basically kind of started out. We had a group started, and at the time, G.I. was kind of like doing a rapper, being a rapper slash a DJ and doing a singing thing at the time. So it's like me and my brother, we started off singing as a duet first, and then we met this guy that wanted to do, looking for a group at the time. And my brother and G.I., we all went in audition. We really wasn't a group, but we knew G.I., but he wanted a three-man group, so we decided, you know, since we all knew each other and grew up together, we just went on to put G.I. in the group to form H-Town. So that's kind of how it all came. But like a long story to make it real short, you know what I'm saying? But we all kind of grew up in the same neighborhoods and, you know, just kind of pursuing the same dreams and just decided to put it together.
Oh, no doubt, man. You know, G.I., I want to start with you, man. Give me some musical influences that really, you know, kept you in the game as a, you know, R&B vocalist and what you're doing now and really bringing those styles together for your inspirations.
I think, of course, R&B vocalists, I mean, I like, you know, like the Teddy P and Marvin Gaye and you know, really at the age of five, you know, I was into it because, you know, the Jackson 5, you know what I'm saying? So those were really my first idols, the Jackson 5 with Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? So those were my influence that kept me driving, you know what I'm saying? And also just even hip-hop, you know, like Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? And Grandmaster Flash and all them kept, you know, me motivated too, because I started off as a DJ, you know, at a little skating rink back in Houston at like age 12. Then I started doing a little rap, then I started singing. So I did a dab and do a little bit of everything.
Right. No, it definitely shows, yeah. Man. And Shazam, man, who are you listening to growing up, man?
Well, I listen to like people like Michael Jackson, New Edition, Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, you know, Lionel Richie, stuff. You know, a lot of people like that kind of influenced me. In my musical career, Prince. Those are just a couple of greats, you know, guys that kind of really influenced me when I did my music.
Right. Man, you guys have collaborated with a lot of people in the game, man. I mean, guys who I look up to as keyboardists, man. And, you know, you guys got to give me the experience, man, the time when you guys collaborate with Mr. Roger Troutman. How was that, man?
Yeah. Well, you know, Roger's like a genius in what he do, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of his stuff, a lot of his equipment was kind of like homemade. He admitted it himself. Right there at his house, so you could go out and buy it. I mean, now you can't. You kind of can go buy a duplicate of it, but it's not the actual talk box of what he used. You know,
right.
So he had his own sound. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and he was very creative. You know, he brought the best out of us, because when we first worked with him, our first project with Roger was on Thin Line Between Love and Hate for the movie. He's the one that produced the track.
That's right.
You know, even though it was a remix, he reproduced it. So. And we didn't even know the song, so we learned the song as we went in the studio with Roger.
Right.
So, you know, he brought a whole lot of flavor out of us that we wasn't bringing at first when we was first trying to record that record. You know, so he made sure it was popping.
Man, as soon as that track came out, when I first heard it, man, you know, it just you know, it kind of blew me away, because if you heard the original, it's nothing like it at all. You know what I mean? It's really slow and laid back, but
yeah. A lot of people assume that it was all wreck. I say, nah, that's a remake, dude.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, but I guess I guess we did put our own twist on it, and we claimed that we made it our own record. You know, so that's what you're supposed to do when you do a remake. You're supposed to claim it and make it your own. You know.
Right. Now, are you both songwriters, or do you have a songwriting team that writes your tracks and records for you?
Yeah, we're songwriters. I mean, a lot of people don't know we were the ones writing everything from day one. So, you know, there's always been us three writing every song on every record, you know what I'm saying? Besides the soundtrack, when we did the song with Devontae, Part-Time Lover, and of course, Stand Up to Love and Hate, those was already songs that were written or redone already. But wow. we're all writers and producers, even though we have producers that work with us and collab with in-house producers, you know, but we all writers, yep.
Shazam, give me, you know, some signatures that you guys use when you're creating the tracks. I mean, I feel like every songwriter and lyricist has, you know, has a signature that they try to implement in their tracks, man. Give me some of your secrets.
Well, you know, first, you know, when you're writing a song, you know, the first thing that I try to do is try to come up with a concept, you know, what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to write about, and what I'm going to sing about. So, you know, that's like the first key to the foundation of a song, is to basically come up, you know, what you're gonna talk about. Are you gonna talk about love? Are you gonna talk about sex? Are you gonna talk about whatever the issue is that you're trying to talk about? So, you know, my first two, and once I come up with the concept, I normally what I want to talk about, then I come up with the arrangement, how I want to sing it, how I want the arrangement to go, how I want the vocal arrangement to go, the leads, the backgrounds. And I kind of create all of that, I put the beat kind of with the arrangements of the beat, you know, however I kind of want to arrange the beat to what I came up with the arrangements of the song. And sometimes we start out with the beat first, or it can even go vice versa. Sometimes we can come up with a beat first, but if we just want to talk about writing, that's my first thing we do, is come up with a concept and the concept and the arrangement of the song.
Who does most of the compositions of the music in the crew?
We are the diverse with it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We have a production partner named A-Flat that works with us. And then, you know, at the time we did a lot of older stuff. Our brother Dino did a lot of composing of the beats and stuff too.
Okay. You know, both of you guys can elaborate and give me your opinions on this, man. I kind of want you guys to tell me your opinions of the new R&B, where it exists today. You know, can you vibe with it? You know, coming from such an H-Town sonic signature sound like you guys have, man. I mean, are you feeling what's going on today, or you're not feeling it at all?
Okay. I just feel a lot of R&B today is kind of like a little bit watered down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't do a lot of chord changes in the morning. Like, they just kind of have the beat going one way. Back when we was coming up, there was a lot of chord changes, and music was kind of more musical and had more of a substance to it.
Right.
Talk about blinging, and, you know, the content of the songs was better back then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm not knocking what they're doing today. I just think we need more of the R&B, the real R&B from the 90s, and just more of that real solid R&B. I think we're lacking a lot of that.
Right. I agree. You know, like you mentioned, yeah. I talk about a lot. Man, I'm a keyboardist by nature. You know what I mean? I just feel that a lot of times, because of technology, we kind of, you know, brush away from the craft and really learn how to play the instrument. And, you know, a lot of guys are really heavy into sampling and chopping, which is cool. But, you know, I think for R&B vocalists, man, you guys still want to hear the melodies. You want to hear chord change. You want to hear bridges and maybe some key jumpings and some half steps in the bridge or something. You know what I mean? So I agree.
Right. Well, you know, we keep it growing and sexy. We always did it from day one, and we ain't changing for nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you guys been recording for a while, man. Give me a little background of, you know, coming from an analog world of recording and merging into the DAW formats. Do you guys got your picks or any pros and cons on the formats, or?
Right now, you can afford what we record off of, you know, Logic or Digital Phones, you mean something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, right now, we did this last project, we use Logic. A lot of people don't use Logic, but we we ended up recording this project on our Logic with the Mac. So we did a lot of things with, we know, with Logic, and we used a lot of the, you know,
the MP3s.
We use we use the Triton board too. You know what I'm saying? We have a couple of them old MP3 drum machines that they kind of first came out.
Oh, the MPC-60s? Oh,
like,
yeah.
That.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you.
No, I don't know if you guys know, man. I'm a Logic user myself, man. I've been using Logic for years. You know, before that, I ran Cubase and Studio Vision Pro, Pro Tools, of course. You know, but when I merged into Logic, man, it just really changed it for me how I composed my music. You know, and I was able to run all my VSTs and my virtual synths, you know, right into it, and, you know, still using my Motif. I got the Tritons also, and Rolands, and, you know, just a whole slew of racks. But lately, man, I've been merging over to the soft synth world, man. It's just, you know, with these Romplers and the new software that's out, man, I just couldn't really get the sound out of those hardware that I can in my soft synths, man. Are you using any soft synths in your mix?
Yeah, we use a little bit of that in our mix. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we do, you know. And a lot of stuff we do too is one thing about when we use the Logic and stuff like that, we have a lot of unlimited tracks, so we stack stuff on top of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And we can create tracks and move a lot of stuff around with the Logic. You know, we do a lot of, you know, you may do an at lib right here, then you may take it and I'm gonna move it way down here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like move it around, you know. We just we do a lot of stuff like that, you know, with the Logic and stuff like that.
Are you still on Logic Pro 8 or have you crossed over to Logic 9?
Hello? Hello?
Logic 8 or 9 or
your phone going out.
Hello?
Hey, Victor. This is RD at Port Wall TV, call back by some mistakes.
He said Logic 8 or 9, Logic 9, sir.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
We're using Logic 9.
Logic 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, Logic 9. That's what's up, man. You know, for your mic pre's and your converters, man, do you have any favorites that you're using? Are you running Avalons or any Neves for your vocals, or?
What we did was on our mic. We have actually, the mic that we have is not really a expensive mic, man. We found, you know, just because, you know, a lot of times I know people have like preamps and stuff hooked up to their mics.
Yeah.
But we kind of, you know, it's kind of weird how we record this album, but it sounded great. You know, I actually got a mic. My mic, you know, it may sound funny, but my mic didn't cost me maybe like a $200, but the mic sounded good. We have a good sound. It's like, sometimes I don't always go out how special the mic is. Sometimes I go up the mic, it'll give me a good sound. And, you know, we did record some of our older stuff. I know we had preamps and stuff hooked up to our mic, but this time we just kind of, we kind of took it back. I actually recorded, so put my mic in the bathroom, and that sounds kind of funny, but it's like we have a portable studio. So sometimes, well, you know, if I'm on the road, I take my mic and I go inside the bathroom and I kind of create that rumpus feel with towels around it and stuff like that, and it's giving me that sound I need. That's that's something some people don't know about. That's just some of the stuff we do. So, you know, the mic I have really is not a really expensive mic. It's just the way the mic sound, how we use it, you know?
Oh, no doubt, man. So you guys tell me, man, what's on the musical agenda for 2010? What do you got in plate? Any tours? Any new CD releases? What we got popping, man?
Go ahead, Jeff. Right now we have a lot of tours. We have a tour coming up with maybe going to be with Jodeci and Drew Hill. And
Pretty Silver. Ricky.
Yeah, Pretty Ricky. So we're working on that right now. So we're working on a tour that is hopefully should kick off this summer. So, you know, it's going to be a worldwide tour. We're going everywhere, you know, Japan, London. You know, anywhere we go, we're hitting the world with this tour. So that should be coming up real soon.
Nice. Are you guys traveling to and on your own, or you got a couple of other acts with you?
Well, right now with Spot Date. We're doing like Spot Date, like with Dunjill and Pretty Ricky, K Michelle, you know, Silk, Next, you know what I'm saying? We're doing a lot of dates with all our favorite artists, and we all get together and put shows together and go out there and do what it do, like for a weekend tour, maybe 2 weeks and this and that. But right now we're trying to put that full flash tour together, at least for 6 months together.
Nice. Man, you definitely got to hit up Minneapolis, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Minneapolis, Minneapolis always show love, so we gotta go there. We gotta go there and show love back, you know. So we love Minneapolis.
Oh yeah. Well, Shazam, G.I., man, it's been a pleasure talking with you brothers, man. I love you guys coming on my
pleasure
show and chopping
you,
it up, man. You definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner, man. I would love to have you back, talk about your new projects.
Yes, sir, most
definitely. Most definitely.
All right,
man. You know what I'm saying? The song? Make sure everybody know the song is on iTunes. You can get Knocking Your Heels Off by Pretty Ricky, H-Town featuring Pretty Ricky and Jodeci on iTunes right now. Only 99 cents, so... Go buy five, go order 6-7, download it 6-7 times, only 99 cents. You know, just like buying McDonald's meal.
Nah, there you go, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you guys keep in touch, man, and you be easy.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.
Yo.
Bye. And a big thank you and a shout out again to Shazam and G.I., man, for coming on the show and chopping it up with me one-on-one. For me, man, it was a real honor talking to H-Town, man. You know, I've been a big fan of their music, you know, since the 90s, man. And, you know, they've always displayed a good combination of R&B. But I've also mentioned earlier, man, they also demonstrate having that hip-hop feel also, having that heavy bottom, man. So you can still knock the tracks and the systems in the car, man, and in the club. You know, it just sounds much fuller and just gets you bopping into the tracks a little bit more than just this basic slow R&B groove, you know, which they have also, man. It's definitely got the sexiness to it, man, but it still's got that R&B hip-hop feel that appeals to the fellas as well, man. So, you know, big shout out again to H-Town. And for more information on H-Town, man, you need to check out their MySpace page, man. It is www.myspace.com/H-Town Legends. And again, myspace.com/H-Town Legends. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit my website up as well at www.spud2tightmusic.ning.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast. So if you are on a computer, you got an iPhone, go to the iTunes store, click on the podcast, and type in the Producer's Corner. Click on my image, and you'll have a list of all of my past and current interviews as well. And for the remainder of the show, I'm going to play out one of their new singles titled Knocking Your Heels, and it features Jodeci and Pretty Ricky. So until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace. Music Royale.
Come in, baby. Jodeci. Keep your heels on.
Yes, Devontae.
Pretty Ricky.
Let me in your castle, baby, 'cause tonight is going down. I got it cut and it's ready, babe.
Ready, baby,
to take you to your highest high. Lay your sexy body down in my bed. With your secrets in your high heels on.
Heels on.
Baby, it's gonna be a special night.
Special night. 'Cause girl,
you can leave your dress on. Whoa. I'ma take your body for a ride.
I'm knocking your heels off.
Take them off.
I'm beating down the walls tonight. I'm beating down the walls tonight.
Shawty, you can leave your dress on.
Your life. And all I wanna do is please tonight. Serving you while our bodies rocking and rocking, the loving don't stop. No,
no, you can leave your dress on. I'ma take your body for a ride.
Take
your body for a ride.
like sex in Spain. Don't talk, just listen. I'm about to lay it down, so enjoy the ride, baby.
While you're here, yeah, when I be sexing, I'm ill, I be flexing, posing for the camera phone, whoa, I be sexing.
You can leave your dress on, I'ma take your body for a